All right, let's hear about this thing called bank jugging.
Yes. Now, don't ask me where the term came from. I have no idea. But anyway, bank jugging is basically when a suspect sits in a parking lot. It could be a bank parking lot. It could be an adjacent business parking lot. They're watching customers of the bank go in and out. And then if they see someone they believe is in possession of cash, they may follow them in hopes that they'll stop somewhere else. And in the cases that we have seen, people have stopped out at, different businesses to run an errand and have left the cash in the car. So when they go inside, they commit a burglary motor vehicle. They either break the window or open the unlocked door, as we see in many cases, and take the cash. So this is just, we've seen a kind of a pattern since about June or July of this year. And we just wanted to get customers aware, because if they quit doing the things that the suspects are hoping they'll do, then maybe we can curb some of this activity and it will cease.
Now, I remember some of the things that happened over the summer outside of banks. What seems to be new to me in this news release is that there's also vehicle burglaries in addition to people actually being confronted by the suspects.
Yeah, the ones that you're referring to, I think, happened earlier in the year. And we haven't seen any of those recently. We did make an arrest, I believe, at from a Houston man in those cases. And then these cases, they're actually following the victim from the bank to another location and committing a burglar motor vehicle.
So if you believe you're being targeted, what do you do?
Well, there's several things you can be aware of. When you're going to the bank, first, look around. You know, if you see someone or multiple occupants sitting in a car with dark tinted windows, if you see them change parking spaces, but they're not getting out and going into the bank, and they just seem to be watching the bank, that's a big red flag right there. And, as soon as you see that, I would either call us, report the suspicious activity, or when you go in the bank, tell the bank teller, you know, these people out there, I don't know how long they've been there, but it seems like they're watching the bank. And then how you can prevent being targeted is, when you go into the bank or you leave the bank, always come and go with the same item. So, you know, as females, we can put our, money in the purse. And so if you walk in with a purse, if you get cash, put it in your purse before you walk out. Don't walk out with that bank envelope or with a bank bag to make it appear like you have cash with you. And then when you go to another, don't run any errands after you go to the bank if you pull out a lot of cash. Go directly to your destination and take care of that cash as you would. Don't go shopping and leave it in the car.
And really capitalize, underline the idea that you don't leave the stuff in the vehicle.
Correct. We've been trying to get people to remove their valuables, and that includes cash. Remove anything of value from your car and lock your doors. And if for some reason you feel like someone is following you after you just left the bank, call the local police department and then start driving to one of the police stations. You can drive to the sheriff's office or to Bryan or College Station Police Department and give them a description of the car that you believe is following you, where you're at, keep dispatch updated as to where you're going and, when you get to an intersection so that we can get officers to that area and try to stop that vehicle.